Welcome to another edition of the Rebel Room Podcast. I'm Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun, alongside Ryan Green, our UNLV beat writer. National Signing Day, folks. We're all geared up here at the Sun trying to break down UNLV's class. Ryan, about 19 folks expected to sign with UNLV. First run out of the gate for the new coaching staff. Only about a month or so to sign the folks. And we're looking at the list right here. Four kids from Texas, seven kids from Las Vegas, filling some needs, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We've covered it. Does anything stand out for you here, just looking at the list, and what have you heard?
Well, you know, what stands out to me is the number of kids they came up with, you know, given the short amount of time that they had to work with. I mean, this staff only had, what, about 30 days since coming in to – I mean, they hit the ground running and did the best they could. Now, is this going to be a highly heralded class? No, by no means. But, you know, you look at some of the key kids they got locally. You know, I mean, when Bobby Houck was hired, we figured Taylor Spencer at Gorman, that's a kid they go after. They, you know, they hit Gorman really hard. They took some kids, you know, that maybe project as long-term projects with a lot of upside, like a say the quarterback from Texas, Taylor Barnhill, who you featured last week, 6'5 receiver from California, Kurt Davis. You know, a lot of guys who may need a little work. But, you know, it's a team that's going to be a veteran team anyway next year. So, I mean, I don't know that they were looking for a lot of guys to come in and start right away. But I think it's a pretty good start, don't you?
I agree. You'll find on Wednesday when the signing, you know, rivals and scout, they're all going to list the classes. UNLV is going to be, you know, in the 90s to the 100s in terms of the best class. And the reason why is, you know, they took a lot of fillers. You were talking about the right wide receiver, Kurt Davis, from Centennial High in Compton. Kid's only played football for 1 year. He's 6'5". He's got good speed. They think he's going to project in to be a good football player. But, you know, time will only tell how he progresses. Desmond Tofu, I'm awful on the Samoan Hawaiian names.
Tauatofi.
Okay. A kid that lived in Hawaii, moved out to Vegas, couldn't get eligible, didn't even play as a senior, had some offers before he moved. Another kid they're kind of just, you know, taking a filler on. Kyle Anderson, the linebacker from Silverado, is going on his church mission. Won't be you know, won't come back till January 2013. So for the 4 weeks UNLV's coaches had to kind of orchestrate this thing, I think they did a decent job. The one thing that stands out is you talk to all these kids and you talk to some of the coaches and their parents, and they talk about coach's energy. They talk about his plans for the future of the program and how this is a first step, and everybody's sold and they're on board. So I think it kind of, you know, lays the groundwork for future recruiting classes. Another thing that stands out for me is Ian Bobak, the three-star Rivals kid from Gorman, committed to UNR, and UNLV gets him to switch his commitment. I think you got to win some of those little battles, put a fence up over the state of Nevada, and handpick who you want.
And, you know, I think that, you know, it says a lot that Bobby Houck and his staff were able to get this recruiting class together in that short amount of time. What's going to be even more telling, though, is the class that he puts together next year. Because, you know, you hear all these parents talk about the great energy. He's, you know, he's great in the living room, pretty much. And, you know, how is that going to translate to when you have a full year to cultivate a relationship with a kid and a full year to go at him multiple times as opposed to, I mean, getting here and being in the kid's high school gym 2 days later meeting with him? You know, I think you can judge this staff on its recruiting ability more next year than this year. But, you know, could say a lot if a couple of these feelers that you're talking about, you know, turn out to be pretty good. And, you know, let's not forget the gray shirts, too, that are included as part of this class. And a kid that we both liked last year, Marcus Sullivan from Cheyenne, you know, academically had to, you know, take a year to figure it out. But, you know, with that speed, could be very valuable.
Yeah, and I remember, speaking of gray shirts, last year I told you Nate Holloway, a kid who I thought was a major Pac-10 recruit, but his family a little down on their luck. They moved around four different times. He played at four different high schools. Now he's going to be finally eligible. And, yet, hey, UNLV needed some help defensively. Here's a kid who I saw maybe 2 months ago on a sideline at a game, and he looked absolutely huge, like he'd already added to his whatever 6'3", 6'4" frame. And I think he's going to be a major cog in that defensive line for UNLV. Obviously, defensively is where they needed the most help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, you look at, like I said earlier, it's a veteran team coming back next year anyway. You know, they didn't really hit the JUCOs very hard, which I thought was a little surprising. You know, Mike Sanford kind of went there to try to get that immediate help last year. They really didn't try this year or maybe they tried a little more, but they didn't get too much from the JUCO ranks. But, you know, the fact that they held on to a couple kids who were committed beforehand, too, Deonze Bradford being the key one from Phelan, California, the 6-foot running back. I know the UNLV staff was high on him early on.
Yeah, and he'd gone back and forth with San Diego State. So to take a player from a league opponent who's going to contribute along the way, I think, is huge. And give the coaching staff credit. Las Vegas is going to have 24 high school kids go Division I or football championship subdivision on Wednesday. And there's 7 going to UNLV. And to make your mark locally, when he was hired, he said, we're only going to go after those local kids who we believe could, you know, turn us into the Mountain West champions. And to get 7 right off the bat says, hey, we're going to recruit the area. Now, granted, those kids weren't, you know, like the Alex Turners who's going to Stanford, Xavier Grimble going to USC, because Gorman's got 8 kids. But they're kids who I think might be able to fit into what they're trying to do at UNLV. If you look at all the kids who are going to sign, the 19 kids, I think, you know, the one kid who might play right away might be the kicker, Nolan Cohorst. I think he has a chance to maybe be the punter next year for UNLV, at least from what I've heard. And I know that it'll be between Jekyll and him to see who's the place kicker. Jekyll's kind of been inconsistent, so he might have a chance to be the kicker for all 4 years, if not the punter right away.
Now, here's my question for you to wrap this up, Ray. You know Las Vegas high school football better than probably anybody alive. Now they talk about this fence around Nevada and, you know, keeping the local talent and the local kids that are going to help UNLV get to the Mountain West champions. Now, you got to figure, long term, you know, UNLV, the guys like Xavier Grimble, it's probably asking a little much that UNLV gets those guys. But maybe the Alex Turners, who are going to some of those mid-level Pac-10 schools, like a Stanford. Seems like there's a chance to keep some more of those kids around here. Like, you look at the kids like Stevenson Sylvester at Utah, some more of those kids around here. If they are successful in getting a good amount of those kids, do you think there's enough talent in Las Vegas at that level that UNLV can become a player in the Mountain West?
It's really up in the air. Of the 24 kids who committed, a lot of them are going to, you know, 5 kids to Southern Utah, a kid to Northern Arizona, kid to Weber State. You'd probably pass on those kids anyways. If I was, you know, UNLV's coaches, what I would do is I'd go over to Xavier Grimble. I'd say, hey, listen, I wouldn't tell my son to not go to USC, so I don't expect you to come here. But what I am saying is, if it doesn't work out at USC, if you're homesick, if you're not getting enough playing time, I would love for you to be a Rebel, and there's a spot for you. Congratulations. I'm going to be rooting from you, clapping from a distance. If it doesn't work out, here's my cell number. Call me right away. Call me on Christmas Day. Call me while I'm eating dinner with my wife. I would love to have you be a Rebel. And I think that's how you win some of the little battles. It's only going to take one kid that says, hey, you know what? I want to stay home. You know, maybe I'm whipped on my girlfriend. Maybe I can't be far away from my parents. Maybe my dentist is here and I got a tooth problem. Who knows, Ryan? But it only takes one kid to stay and have success, and then maybe some more will stay. You mentioned Stevenson Sylvester from Utah, who was at Valley. Totally unrecruited when he was at Valley. Had one offer, and that was from Utah, who came in very late and scooped him up even after signing day. And he just flourished into a great player.
And he'll be playing in the NFL next year.
He'll be playing in the NFL. So you look at these. I think the fun thing is you look at UNLV's 19 recruits. One of these kids could be, you know, the next, you know, Stevenson Sylvester, the next UNLV guy who's got a chance to break through to go into the NFL. Who will it be? We don't know. They all, you know, have the same build, the same height or whatever. It's who's going to work the hardest, who gets the luckiest, who gets the chance to shine. So it's really a coin flip on signing day when we talk about who's going to be good and who won't be good. But it's fun to talk about nonetheless.
And they've got some nice prospects lined up. Well, for full signing day coverage, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. While I'm heading up to Wyoming with the basketball team, Ray Brewer will be here with you all day, bringing you everything you need regarding UNLV's first signing class under Bobby Houck. Anything else?
LasVegasSun.com/Rebels.
Can't say it enough. LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. For Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. We will talk to you later. Take care.